This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The Republican supermajority Montana legislature passed an 11th-hour bill prohibiting the state from analyzing the impacts of greenhouse gas emissions in its fossil fuel permitting decisions. House Bill 971 was a late arrival at the Capitol, introduced about 6 weeks after the transmittal deadline for non-budget bills. Lawmakers suspended their own rules to allow for its introduction, citing an April 6 decision by a Montana judge that halted construction of a Northwestern Energy gas plant in Laurel. The bill passed both the Republican majority House and Senate, largely along party lines. Opponents of the bill say that ignoring the impacts of greenhouse gas emissions that warm the climate will hamstring Montana's ability to respond to climate change and unwisely tether the state's energy industry to fossil fuel technology that's on its way out. Several sections of House Bill 971 were struck from the measure in the lawmaking process. The version that passed the legislature on April 28th prohibits the state from analyzing the effects of greenhouse gas emissions and corresponding impacts to the climate, both within and outside the state's borders, in its permitting decisions. Other sections excluding mining projects and power plants from all review under the Montana Environmental Policy Act were struck by a House amendment to the measure. A Billings judge's revocation of Northwestern Energy's gas plant permit on the grounds that the state prepared an inadequate environmental analysis was released in early April, prompting Republicans to override and, some say, overreach with broader state policy on fossil fuels and greenhouse gases. Montana State Senator Pat Flowers, Democrat of Belgrade, said that House Bill 971 amounts to a knee-jerk reaction that weakens MEPA's fundamental intent. He urged his colleagues to preserve MEPA's spirit in his comments, drawing from writings penned by MEPA's Republican sponsor, George Darrow, in 1998, who quoted, "An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure." Montana State Senator Denise Hayman, Democrat of Bozeman, said climate change impacts like wildfire, drought, and flooding are disrupting the state's agricultural and outdoor recreation economies. Considering such impacts is essential to guaranteeing the public's right to a clean and healthful environment, our right to know, and our right to participate. While MEPA is procedural, it is not voluntary, she said. House Bill 971 was one of the most commented upon and controversial environmental proposals coming out of the 68th legislature. It received nearly 1,000 public comments, 95% of which were in opposition to the bill. Changes to Montana law codified by House Bill 971 could play a role in a prominent lawsuit in Helena, Held versus Montana. In that lawsuit, 16 Montana youths are asking a judge to shift the state's energy trajectory by declaring that the government's failure to measure and reduce greenhouse gas emissions will threaten access to a clean and healthful environment with impacts to their generation as well as future generations. The 10-day hearing for that lawsuit is scheduled to start June 12th. Meanwhile, construction on the gas plant in Laurel is halted. Northwestern Energy, the state's largest monopoly utility company, plans to appeal the ruling stopping its construction by Yellowstone County District Court Judge Michael Moses. Rescue crews in Missoula responded to three people who were swept down the Clark Fork River with an ATV shortly after midnight last Tuesday. River and swift water rescue crews were quickly dispatched and deployed a new boat to successfully rescue three people caught in the cold water. Three people had attempted to ride across the Clark Fork River on an ATV, but the vehicle became swamped in the deeper-than-expected waters. One person made it to the north side of the river in an area of standing water. The other two people held onto logs and river debris until rescuers arrived. The three people were brought to safety. Two of those rescued suffered hypothermia. 30 volunteers planted trees at the Bozeman Softball Complex in an effort to manage water runoff into the East Gallatin River and to provide shade. The City of Bozeman and the Greater Gallatin Watershed Council teamed up to plant 10 trees next to a ditch that runs through the area and another 10 trees along Highland Boulevard. The Forestry Division will water each tree weekly with about 20 gallons between now and September and will do the same thing next year to get the trees established. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.